Hey, you guys. Or one person, whoever's been there. Well, we usually would let the starting soon thing go for a little while, but...
We don't have time today.
We don't really have time today because we have to do this, in less than half an hour. Because,
some of our friends might come over.
And I only just found out about it, minutes ago.
If they do come over, I'll just let them in. We'll have them on the show. It's Angel and her boyfriend. But we're trying to get a head start on this. Last night, we watched this documentary.
It's
a documentary about Louisiana called Gator Bait. And surprisingly, good flick. It's a pretty good movie. It's fucking, what do you call it? Cracker exploitation? It's a cracker exploitation
movie. Redneck exploitation?
Redneck exploitation.
It was Cajun exploitation.
They were just exploiting anything Southern. They were exploiting the shit out of it. Kind of like the Southern version of Dolomite. You know, Dolomite was black exploitation. This is cracker exploitation. If you like that kind of movie, you'd like it. This is just kind of like, it's just a very kind of fantasy version of the South. It's kind of like what Yankees think the South is like and wish it was like and wish they could do, I guess. Probably not a single Southern person in this movie. But it's still a pretty good movie. It's kind of like I Spit on Your Grave, but better. It's a lot better than Spit on Your Grave, if you ask me.
I disagree. I like I Spit on Your Grave a lot better. But honestly, I Spit on Your Grave came out after this. The thing about this movie, I had kind of heard of it, but I had never seen it. It came out in 1974. And Shudder just added it not too long ago. So I was kind of scrolling through, and I said to Tom, I was like, oh, Gator Bait, that sounds like something that's totally right up your alley. So you should probably watch that, especially since it's, set in the bayou and everything.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it's weird because the Wikipedia page, if you go to, is nothing. It's a sentence and then two sentences talking about the plot, and that's about it. So this movie, it's pretty much exactly what you expect. When you look at the poster, but you know what? It wasn't quite as I expected it to be more sleazy and more gory.
No,
it's actually So it's not as sleazy or it's pretty sleazy, but it wasn't as sleazy or gory as I was expecting. And actually, it was shot really nicely. I think it was because of. Where they shot it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really hard to fuck up a landscape that looks like that. So I kind of feel like the swamps where they shot it almost sort of became a character in its own right.
Yeah. The basic story here is Cajuns versus rednecks. All right. Which are two different ethnic groups.
Yeah, which you'd think they're the same thing, but
no,
they're not.
Okay. you could say that I'm from a redneck family in Mississippi, but all my cousins are Cajuns. And surprisingly, they look like this redhead. I can show you pictures to prove it. My cousins kind of look like that. She was the girl playing the part she's kind of like the star. She's a ex-Playboy bunny.
Yeah, she was the Playmate of the Year that year. Claudia Jennings, her name is.
She actually does a pretty good job in the movie. She's being accused of a murder she didn't commit. And some a corrupt sheriff believes his deputy, who's his son, that this girl killed this guy. But it turned out the son did it by accident because they were chasing her in a boat trying to get some ass. And she ran and a fucking fight ensued type of deal. And dude fell down and accidentally blew his buddy's head off. And he blamed it on that girl. Turned out there was a long history between this group of rednecks and this little Cajun family. Now, for people who don't know what a Cajun is, Cajuns came from the word Acacian. And the Acacians were French people in Louisiana. And around 1700, 1720, around that time, they got conquered by the British Empire. They called them Acacians. And then later on, they became Americans during the Louisiana Purchase when Thomas Jefferson bought Louisiana. So that's how they're kind of like our version of kind of like the French Canadians, kind of. But they were a swamp people. And they're still around. Another word for them would be the Creoles. And there were some ethnic differences between them. You had white ones. You had some of them that were mixed and some of them that were black. But most of them were white, Acacians. Cajun is a country Creole. But that's what it is. So, you hear the reason why I said that is because they throw the word coonass around a lot. And a lot of people from outside the South wouldn't know what that was. Coonass is a redneck term to mean Cajun or Acacian. Coonass.
Yeah, they say that a lot. Coonass or Cooney, they call her.
Yeah, Cooney or Coonass.
Thank you, Victor, for your super chat. Hey, I finished House of Leaves.
Yeah.
So did you like it? Because I can't remember if you said that was the first time that you'd read it or not. It's like I said, it's an experience. It's not just a book. But but yeah, he's like first thing I did was go watch your book review. So I kind of was expecting this. Kind of reminded me, like I said, the thing it reminded me of the strongest was I Spit on Your Grave. But it wasn't as, I mean, I really like I Spit on Your Grave, but it's really hard to watch just because like that rape scene is just like so prolonged and like so horrific.
Yeah.
This one, I guess it kind of gets classed in, even like on the Wikipedia thing, it even gets classed in with like rape revenge movies, which it sort of is.
Yeah, it only has one girl and it's not the hero.
Well, I mean, the thing about, they kind of go into, I mean, the instigating incident that happens at the beginning where the dumb sheriff like accidentally shoots the other dumb redneck, that happens in the course of an attempted rape because they're trying to catch her. You know what I mean? Because she's out in the swamp poaching, and I guess she's been out there for a long time, like with her family or whatever. So then she gets accused of the murder. But then they kind of talk about, like, one of the conversations that they all have is that one of the dumb rednecks, I can't remember which one, did actually try to rape her before, and she cut his balls off. But you don't see that. That's just something that they bring up. Now, later on, when the dumb rednecks are looking for her, and they find her cabin where she also has, like, a younger sister and a younger brother who's mute. The sister's not mute, but the brother is. And the sister is supposed to be, what, 15? I'm not sure. Yeah, I hope the actress was older than that because she gets naked in this.
She's supposed to be 15.
But and she looks pretty young, I gotta say. So I don't really know, like, how old she was. Yeah. But I think in the movie she's supposed to be 15. Now, there is the guys do actually, like, do an attempted rape on her, which, again, is a pretty horrific scene. I have a hard time, like, watching that kind of stuff in movies. But so that's pretty horrific. But then I don't know if I should spoil it, because like some shit that happens I was not expecting.
Yeah, you're not expecting it.
I was just kind of like
yeah, but that actually added to the movie.
It's
not a bad movie in terms of, I mean, look, the whole thing is one big stereotype. Okay, you just gotta have to get over that. But it is kind of based in truth. But a lot of the truth that they're talking about was something that maybe the way it was in the very early 1900s, late 1800s. And so that's kind of where some of the stereotypes are coming from. But if you actually grow up in those areas or you're related to those people, they're not actually like that. It's just, it's not as Mad Max as that. And they're doing things like spitting on a cop, a small town cop. If you spit on a small town cop, they would kill you out there. All right, you couldn't get away with that. There's a bunch of shit that happens that in Southern culture, even now, I don't know how much has changed like in recent decade or so, but no, you couldn't get away with that. The local cops were so much part of the system, especially back in that era. No one would ever testify against them. They were all related to the judges and everything. It was just one big ball of nepotism. A small town cop, a little sheriff and his deputies, they were all related to each other. They ran to town. If you spit on one, they'd kill you. You'd disappear.
Well, what ended up happening in this one, though, it was just kind of like the deputy that accidentally shot one of the rednecks and then lied and said that she did it. And then his dad, who's the sheriff, them and the rednecks didn't really get along, but then they kind of like teamed up to chase the girl.
Yeah.
And the family. So there was kind of like a lot of tensions between the cops and the rednecks while they were trying, but because they were going after a shared enemy, I guess.
Yeah. This is being filmed in the 70s, supposed to be taking place in the 70s, and for me it was kind of cool because I was growing up as a kid visiting Mississippi and going to the bayou in Louisiana and stuff and hanging out with relatives. And I'm seeing shit and architecture that I kind of remember. Everything is filmed in front of something abandoned to make it look more dilapidated and older than it really is. You know, like it's in the 1970s, but they're always shooting in front of some kind of abandoned shack that was built in the late 1800s, and they're pretending like they live in it. But really, it would have been like trailers and fucking brick houses and stuff, you know, in reality. But some of the shit was kind of like based on fantasy, like the opening thing. The opening scene is they got this fantastic Playboy bunny. Fucking, she's a ginger and shit, and she's riding through the bayou in her fucking boat, and scantily clad, and like, I told Jenny at the time, I says, "No, you were dreaming that you saw a girl that looked like that out in the fucking bayou. You'd have them; they'd look like that, but they weren't made up. I mean, she had makeup on."
You know what I mean? Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in a movie, you pretty much have makeup on.
Right.
Nobody looks like that with no makeup on.
They do have people that look like that, though, you know what I mean? And the girls mostly have, or like my cousins, they all their names begin with K. It's like Casey and Catherine and Kat and Katrina, and just, it's just K names. Certain generations, you know, were like that. It's just funny. But this is a picture of my cousin Kat, and she's a Cajun, and that's what they look like. That's a modern one. But you see, it's just like a normal kind of person. But from that family, that's how I got my French middle name, because my middle name is actually Francois. And my grandfather's name, Bolivar, which is Spanish. But just the movie kind of just brings up the multi-ethnic background of the Deep South.
Can we talk, too, about, like, the redneck family are sort of, like, introduced with one of the brothers, who they say is kind of like not all there.
He was touched.
He
was touched.
Kind of stupid. Yeah. But he kind of had like a learning disorder. Let's call it a learning disorder. Yeah. And he's trying to essentially rape his sister while she's hanging out the laundry, telling her how he's like, "Man, you're looking good," and that kind of. And I'm just like, "Yeah, that tracks."
And she's obviously some 70s model from either Playboy or Hustler or Jugs magazine. That girl's fucking built, and they got her in a damn her slip, barefoot, doing damn laundry like it's 1920s hillbillies and shit. You know what I mean? It's just kind of funny, but it made for a good movie.
Well, you know what's weird is that, so they got like Claudia Jennings, who was the Playmate of the Year, and she's like the main star. Her character's name is Desiree, by the way.
Yeah, Desiree.
And now they do not show her, she doesn't get naked at any point, right? She's just pretty much, they do like kind of some down blousey kind of shit, and it's like, I think maybe you kind of see a nipple at one point, and you know, you can see her ass cheeks like with her little Daisy Dukes on and stuff, but I'm pretty sure, so I feel like maybe it was contractually obligated that she didn't do nudity in the movie, because I don't think she was naked in the movie.
No, just
there was the one scene where they were kind of like showing the girl like kind of bathing in the swamp, and it was, and I thought it was her, but I was like, oh, that's the sister, that's the younger sister, like, because I didn't realize until they showed her like more close up. But so she's so she was like the only one that got naked in it, and like I said, I'm really hoping she was over 18 because she looked very young.
And she was
supposed to be 15 in the movie. The only girl that got naked in the movie was supposed to be 15. So I will say, like, I kind of was expecting this to be trashier than it was. And gorier than it was. Most of the people that get killed, because I was thinking more along the lines of, like I said, the later I Spit on Your Grave, which is like, I want to see some like dicks get cut off and shit like that. But most of the guys, like when she's doing the revenge, most of them, she just shot them, to be honest. Yeah. She did, and I was like, I thought that maybe she should have made them suffer more. And I thought too that because it's called Gator Bait, and they get into this whole discussion about when Desiree was a little girl, like when she got in trouble, or I think that like when she was a little girl, and also her mom, like their dad was kind of like a jackhole, and he would like tie them with rope and like put them in the swamp until the gators would come, and then they'd yank him out like, oh, funny, you know what I mean? So like gator bait, you know what I mean?
There's a bunch of stories about gator bait. Gator bait is an urban legend.
Yeah.
Southerners did not do that to anybody.
Okay. Yeah, but there are urban legends about it. There's a Wikipedia page about it.
They would joke about doing that.
Yeah.
And there was like, in the 20s, certainly these little towns, children got eaten, all right? They get eaten here in Florida by alligators.
Well, yeah, that happened just like a few years ago.
Right. And back in the early 1900s, the kids that were mostly getting eaten were African-American kids because they lived in those areas. So it was kind of like a joke that the alligators were eating all the black kids. Not really a joke. It's just that it was a meme that all the black kids were getting eaten by alligators. So they would sell these postcards of little black kids sitting up on top of a stump with alligators around them. Now, they weren't real photographs. They were usually like doctored photographs. And it'd be like something like, you know, oh, save me, that kind of shit, or so, you know, alligator bite.
That's still pretty fucked
up,
though.
Yeah, but they'd have people today thinking that white people were feeding black kids to alligators. No, that did not happen. They were just...
I mean, it might have happened one time or something like that, but I'm just saying...
Everybody fed somebody to some alligator at some point or another. You had crime happening, you know what I mean? But no, that wasn't part of the culture. What was part of the culture is the making... kind of like making light of being eaten by damn wild animals. You know, this is... It was a frontier... They were... It was a frontier civilization for hundreds of years, and people got eaten.
You said, nowadays...
They ate everybody. Yeah.
Nowadays, people get eaten. Not as much, obviously, because things are more developed nowadays.
People don't live the way they used to.
Yeah.
But
it still does happen.
In Louisiana, a lot of people lived in something called P-Row, which is like a floating house, which is a trip, all right? And you get eaten off of one of those. Or they had houses on the banks on stilts, and little kids running around, little children and shit, and they couldn't help but to play their kids. The alligators eat them, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they were eating everybody. But evidently, a lot of it was black kids getting eaten, because that's... They were more likely to live in those conditions.
Yeah.
And Cajuns, too. Cajuns, too, get eaten. River, Camp, swamp people.
Camp guy said the ranger at the Okefenokee Swamp told me he had seen people tie their dog leash up and walk off for a few minutes, and the gator would get the dog. Yeah.
Yep.
Honestly, that's why I don't really like letting... If you live around here and there's water around, I would not let my cats and dogs run around outside.
They would stage all kind of photographs. They'd kill some alligators and cut the heads off, and people would climb inside the jaws and hold onto a tree for dear life. And all you see is the damn person holding onto the tree and the head of the alligator. And you'd think it was a photograph of a person being swallowed. It wasn't. All right. If you ever see an alligator get somebody, it happens like that. And you're not strong enough to hold onto a tree. That alligator fucking rip your arms off. Bam! Drag you underneath the water and damn drown you. So there was... Once an alligator was big enough to swallow, you got a hold of you, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think you're really getting away from that.
And there's videos of it. You're on the bank, and then boom, you're in the water. There's no struggle. Instant.
Pretty much.
There's no time to grab anything.
So, but what I was saying was that because the movie's called Gator Bait, and they actually, like, talk about that trope as something that happened to Desiree and her mom when they were younger, I kind of was expecting that they had set that up, that the last guy that she was getting revenge on, that she would do that to him, like just leave him tied in the swamp so he couldn't. So I thought that was what was going to happen, and that doesn't really happen.
I think they named the movie after they made it, and it was more of a play on Jailbait.
Yeah.
I think it's what it
there was.
Was
a bunch of movies like this that came out. Jailbait, Child Bride.
Yeah.
It was all that kind of
they were trying to say, you know, it was
then.
Like Jailbait out in the alligator in the swamps. That's what they're talking about.
And interestingly, this movie was actually written, directed, produced by a woman. Actually, a husband and wife team, Beverly and Ferd Sebastian. I think they only made 5 or 6 movies. They're all kind of like exploitation movies. They made a sequel to this as well, which is called... What was it called again? It was called Gator Bait 2, Cajun Justice, or something like that. I think it was like... It didn't come out till the 90s, I want to say. I think it was like much later that it came out. But I haven't seen that. But I actually... The movie was a little... It's not very long. It's only like 83 minutes or something like that. I thought it dragged a little bit in places, like because a lot of it was just like long chase scenes and shit like that. But honestly... it was, like, much better than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Like, it was shot much better than I was expecting.
Good movie. And there's a sequel. I want to see it, too.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. And as I said, the only complaint is that I think I was kind of hoping it would be sleazier. I was kind of hoping it would be gorier, that it would be smuttier, that the kills would have been more satisfying. Like I said, I kind of wish that some of the people had gotten killed in ways other than just being shot.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would have been cool. And like I said, I think it would have been cool, like, to tie in the whole gator bait thing with, like, at least one of the rednecks getting, you know, fed to an alligator.
Yeah.
Would have been cool. But I guess they couldn't really afford...
I think they named it that after
to do that. I think they couldn't really afford to do that, maybe. Yeah. So maybe that's why it's like, well, we don't really have the special effects budget to show somebody, like, even pretend getting eaten by an alligator.
Yeah.
So... You know what I mean? So maybe that's why. But it's totally worth watching. Like, if you're into 70s kind of like Hicksploitation. I guess it's Hicksploitation.
Yeah, Hicksploitation.
I'm not sure what the preferred nomenclature is.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a lot of
it's exploitation.
It might be Hicksploitation.
It's exploitation. There's a lot of fucking stereotypes against Southerners, you know, dumb, stupid, lazy, fucking criminal.
Kind of like rock stupid,
yeah.
Sister humpers.
Yeah, inbred, and just all kinds of, you know.
Yeah, pretty much any stereotype.
Right.
It's just like.
And there are no Southerners making this movie. Yeah, it's all fake accents and stuff. You know?
But I like that they did. I mean, as I said, I kind of feel like the atmosphere, like the setting of this, is what really makes it, because the swamp looks really, really cool.
Yeah, and the Cajun girl's the hero in it. She's kind of like a fucking swamp Valkyrie. You know, she fucking gets the best of all the men that are trying to fucking get her and shit. You know, it's almost kind of like a Dukes of Hazzard kind of a...
Yeah, can't say I was a real fan of her Cajun accent,
no.
If that's what it was. No. She doesn't talk much which is probably good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't terrible, but to be honest, well, when she first started talking, I was like, is she Russian? What is that? I said, is she going to go get Moose and Squirrel? That's kind of what it sounded like for a second. But... So the Cajun accent, not the best, but you know what I mean. But it was pretty fun.
It's up there with like a Dolomite movie.
Yeah. I think it wasn't quite as funny as that. Right. And I will say the one scene in this where the shit happens to the sister was actually pretty horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
So much so that I kind of gasped.
Think like Hills Have Eyes, Mad Max... I Spit on Your Grave, like that. Not quite as...
Yeah, if you like that kind of stuff. Or if you like H.G. Lewis' stuff, like 2000 Maniacs or something like that, you'd probably dig this. It's not as gory. It's not as sleazy. It's actually, like, a pretty decent flick, I thought. Like, but I wish it had been more violent or, like, more over the top. But it was, like, still pretty good. Way better than it had.
Super chat, David Juice's Tom is gay bait. Gator bait. Drum roll, please.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, that's right. Gator bait.
Oh, my God.
Making money with what God gave me, man.
That's what everybody's got to do, man. You got to do what you got to do.
I hate that fucking fuck.
That's right.
Bitches.
I'm gonna get you some pasties and teach you to twirl them.
Come up in here. I got some black booty shorts. I'll put them on, put my fucking boots on, back here dancing like that. There's a tape over my nipples and shit. Fucking all these fucking homos be sending all kinds of money to me. I got my huge fucking gay fan base behind me.
There you go.
I'll have the fucking... My
you can,
only
like,
fans
you can twerk
fucking,
right into the
my
camera.
Only fans will just fucking jump to life, man. I'll be a millionaire.
Well, yeah, we'll get on that.
You know.
Tom's just always talking. He doesn't ever do anything that he says he's gonna do.
It's just tough.
So like, don't get all excited.
No,
he's never gonna do it.
Zach, you're like, yeah, I'll pay for that.
Well, you only need a few kind of like heavy hitters, like high rollers, man.
Right.
That's all you need.
Yep.
But so it turned out. I know this one's kind of short, but like I said, we got
people coming.
I unexpectedly didn't know that there was like so a couple of our friends are coming over.
Yeah, and they're actually coming over early. It was supposed to be at 4:00.
Oh, okay.
Which you'd have plenty of time.
Well, that's all right.
But no, they're on. They cut that down to more like 3:30.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all right. Now I will say too that we've already watched all the movies for the matinee, so we didn't actually mean to do this, but they're all animal themed.
Yep.
So we thought, I was like, oh, that's kind of neat how that happened.
We saw the one T recommended, Nightwing.
Nightwing. Yeah.
It was good. We're gonna review it.
And also the Nicolas Cage movie.
Yep.
Pig.
Saw that one, too.
We saw that one, too.
Yep.
So so those are the next two that we're going to do on the matinee. So it's Animal Week on the matinee show. All right. So, like I said, sorry it's so short, but we kind of got to cut it short so we can go and meet up with the people. So have a good rest of your weekend, you guys. And we will see you guys again tomorrow afternoon. Bye.